So the question was asked, how does one ask a question? When we ask a question, we have to know how to word a question. One of the tricky things when we ask a question is that we say certain words, and we just mean a concept, and the one who hears the question hears the words we said. He doesn't necessarily understand what we're talking about. Meaning, when I was young, so I once went to, I got to get in by a big rabbi, so I went to him and I asked him. I had grown up, and my rebbeim told me in elementary school, watching TV is an iser erva. So I said, gee, that's interesting. I just learned the sugya of erva. I don't understand that. So I went up to him, and I said, is watching TV an iser erva? So he said, no. So I walked away, and I said, Rabbi so-and-so said you're allowed to watch TV. Because in my mind, watching TV was just the concept of iser erva. That's what I had grown up with. So I was fortunate enough that I met a big rabbi who was his disciple as I left him. And I said, could you believe it? He told me you could watch TV, you could go to the movies. I can't believe it. He said to me, I don't believe he said that. What did you ask him? So I was lucky because in my mind, I had asked him, can you watch TV? Because the two are synonymous. So I said, I asked him, could you watch TV? And I didn't even remember that I had worded it differently. And I was lucky that there was someone who had stood next to me when I asked the question. Also, a big Talmud Chacham, and he said to me, I'm sorry, but that's not what you asked. So I said, what do you mean? So he said, you asked, is it an Isser Erva? You asked, is it included in the prohibition of Erva? I said, all right, you're right, that's how I worded it, but what other prohibition is there in watching TV? So if he said there's no Isser Erva, I'm telling you, I was a kid, that's what I had learned, so in my mind, they were synonymous. So when I walked away and he said, there's no Isser Erva, so I said, okay. That there could be an Isser here, or there could be a lot of other Isurim. I didn't ask him, is it mutter to watch TV? But because in my mind they were synonymous, so in my mind he gave me an answer. I was fortunate that I bumped into people on my way away from him, as I was leaving him, who set me straight. The same thing, people ask a question and we have to be very careful what terminology we use. I make this mistake too, even today. I come with my understanding, so I ask and I word it the way I understand it. And then the person who hears the question, he answers according to the halachic understanding, which I could be off on. Just this morning it happened to me. I asked a certain shaila and I worded it a certain way, and the Rav answered me, and I said, wait, the guy who asked the shaila was a guy from Machon Meir, why can't we be more lenient and say this and say that? And he said, no, it doesn't say that. I said, what do you mean? Tosus over here says that. So he said to me, wait, let's retract, let's go back 10 steps, what shaila are we discussing? And I was using terminology the way I understood it, and I haven't yet looked into it, but he claimed I misunderstood certain terminology in halacha. It happens, and it could happen to everyone. So we have to be careful how we phrase a question. Whenever we come with a question, we should try to use the least possible halachic terms, to bring it down to a basic question. So if a person wants to ask a question, should I give up my life and come live in Eretz Yisrael, he should say that. If a person wants to ask the question on is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael very important, he should ask that. If a person means to ask the question, well, is the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael more important and given greater weight in Chazal than other mitzvahs, that's a separate question than the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What does Yishuv Eretz Yisrael mean needs definition. What does living in Eretz Yisrael mean needs definition. What is the mitzvah of actually being here? You understand? I could try to answer the question, but I purposely seemingly diverged from your question because I think if I answer your question exactly the way you asked it, we won't be talking the same wavelength because you used halachic terminology in your question. So the first rule is when you ask a question, you got to try to take out as much of the halachic terminology you can. Say it as simply as possible because otherwise you'll probably get the answer to the question you asked, but that's not the answer to the question you have. In your mind, you have one question. You worded it, and I don't think you meant what you said. You with me?